This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Sports fans love a good argument, and we're going to start one right now. This year in sports, 2008 was the best ever. NPR's Tom Goldman certainly thinks so.
Okay, sports history experts, take your best shots. 1960, that was a good year. The Rome Olympics with Wilma Rudolph and Cassius Clay before he became Muhammad Ali. A home run by Pittsburgh's Bill Mazeroski beats the Yankees and wins the World Series. 1969, maybe even better. The Miracle Mets win the World Series. Joe Namath and the Jets shock the football world and win the Super Bowl. Aussie Rod Laver wins the tennis Grand Slam. All very impressive. Obviously, every year has signature moments, but honestly, all you sports history experts are playing for second place.
39 seconds left.
After what happened this year.
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown, New York. There's a new man at the head of Mets tennis. Rafael Nadal.
Tonight, look at him go, the champion, Michael Phelps, the swimming thoroughbred. He's got 20 meters to swim. He's still in front. He looks so good, so easy. Another world record, Michael Phelps.
This to stay alive in sudden death.
And in one of the most remarkable performances of his career, Tiger Woods perseveres through Torrey Pines and wins a third U.S. Open championship.
That was Eli Manning throwing the winning touchdown pass, as heard on Fox TV, in the New York Giants' stunning upset of previously undefeated New England in the Super Bowl. Some called it the greatest ever. Spaniard Rafael Nadal won an epic Wimbledon men's final, dethroning champion Roger Federer. Michael Phelps was a consensus greatest ever when he won a record 8 gold medals to highlight a great Beijing Olympics. And then on NBC, Tiger Woods, whose name really should be Tiger Woods' greatest ever, won golf's U.S. Open essentially on one leg.
Throughout the weekend, how much was the knee bothering you and how much of a factor was it in this championship?
I'm glad I'm done. I'm done.
But we're not. The cavalcade of greatness included Jimmie Johnson, who became just the second man to win 3 straight NASCAR titles. The Boston Celtics, one-time NBA royalty, returned to the throne by winning the championship in June. They came back for a new season, even better. This December game was on ESPN.
The Boston Celtics come away with an 88-85 victory, their 16th consecutive win, and the beat goes on for the Celtic Nation.
Here's another measure of 2008's greatness. It silenced some of sport's harshest critics. Will Leach created the snarky sports blog Deadspin. He likes to take satirical swipes at what bugs him about sports. And covering his first Super Bowl, Leach found fertile ground.
So much of the Super Bowl is about people selling things, the people trying to get you to drink their lousy sports beverage or wear their lousy sneakers. But by the end of the week of being out there, I was so distressed. I was like, ugh, I don't even want to watch the game.
But then the game happened.
17-14 Giants.
One of the most thrilling sporting events Leach or anybody else had seen.
Once all the clutter was cleared away, there was an amazing game, and that was a big moment for me to kind of renew my faith in a little bit. It was pretty exciting.
Leach himself was part of a sports moment in 2008. His televised debate with award-winning author Buzz Bissinger illustrated the contentious crossroads we're at with how sports are reported. On the HBO program Costas Now, Bissinger, a former newspaper reporter, said this to Will Leach.
I really think you're full of
Okay, well, that's fair.
Because
enough.
I think that blogs are dedicated to cruelty, they're dedicated to journalistic dishonesty, they're dedicated to speed.
Bissinger says he regrets the anger, but stands by his message that the proliferation of blogs will affect the way we all connect with sport.
It's all going to be about entertainment, and this idea, whether it's true or not, is going to count for less and less. So I think it's going to probably end up painting athletes in even worse lights than they're painted now, and will just further the kind of breakdown and chasm that exists between athletes and writers.
But like Will Leach, Bissinger was rescued from his sports funk by the games. Bissinger was thrilled when his beloved Phillies won the World Series and then paraded through downtown Philadelphia. A baseball season that started under the cloud of the Mitchell Report on doping ended with a city known for its losing teams feeling like a winner. It was a banner sports year for those who cheer and those who do, like Santino Ferrucci.
I'm 10 years old.
With a mop of blonde curly hair and blue eyes, Santino Ferrucci, all 4 feet 4 and 54 pounds of him, is a go-kart racing phenom. He regularly beats teenage rivals, going as fast as 80 miles an hour. And the only time he gets nervous, he says, is when the races start.
Because in the start is always the trickiest part, because if somebody crashes, you got to find a way out.
And he usually does. Racing since the age of 5, this was Santino's best year. He was in 28 events and won 18, including major competitions in Florida and Canada. Through it all, to his dad's delight, Santino remains humble.
I just think I'm regular. I'm a regular race car driver. I just have lots of confidence and just try as hard as I can.
Simple wisdom from a special athlete in a special year. Tom Goldman, NPR News.